Radio Ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
Amen. Psalm 67 says, let all the people praise thee, O Lord. See, you don't even have to have, you know, the salt in the shaker, in the cruise. The Bible says, let all the people praise thee. Let the people praise thee, O Lord. When all the people praise thee, the earth shall yield its increase. In other words, even if the earth is barren, hadn't been yielding nothing, I dare you to go out there and dance on that property. Amen. Dance on that plot. Amen. Pray over that garden. Speak to that garden. Praise God over that garden. I dare you. Amen. When all the people praise thee, the earth shall yield her increase. Amen. That, tell somebody, that's my salt. My praise is a weapon. Now, salt is symbolic of a number of things. Salt is a symbol of enduring. Salt symbolizes purity. Salt also symbolizes covenant, the covenant of salt. So when he did that, he brought or established a covenant. How many know God is a covenant God? Amen. And he gave the prophet instruction just to establish covenant. Covenant changes everything. I wish somebody would get that. The only relationship God is going to work through is covenant relationship. God ain't working through some part-time stuff. God ain't working through, you got two lovers. No, God ain't working through that. God gonna work through covenant. Amen. Covenant. Somebody say covenant. The first covenant God established was the covenant of marriage. You don't walk out because she can't cook. Or he ain't making enough money for you. Child, I want me a new car. He can't afford it. No, it's why it's covenant. Hear me. Covenant. See, people are scared of covenant today because, you know, the internet is poison. You know, there's so much poison in the earth today. So many options. Look at sports. They go where the money is. It didn't used to be that way. People had loyalty. They're making good money. They had loyalty. They had commitment. Almost you could say covenant. But see, today God is going to work through covenant. Amen. I knew it was going to get real quiet, and I'm going to say amen to myself. Amen. God is only going to work through covenant. In other words, that it's not part-time. Help me, Holy Ghost. You wouldn't want God being part-time with you, would you? Well, I might save you. I might rescue you this time. I don't know. Now, you want the covenant God. You want him to be a very present help in the time of your trouble. See, what people don't understand because of the false paradigm, the bond servant of the Lord becomes his free man. You ain't really free till you give it all to him. Oh, I feel like dancing up here, even though y'all look sad and ready to go to sleep. I said, you ain't really free until you give it all to him. Then you come into a dimension of freedom. Then you come into a place of real freedom. Real joy, real happiness, real grace. Amen. But as long as you're holding on to stuff and hiding stuff, you always, the devil gonna always know when to press your buttons and traumatize you. Salt was used for purification and protection in the old times. Salt was a preservative. Salt, you are called, you and I are called the salt of the earth. Amen. if the earth is going to be preserved, you and I have to remain salty. Salt was used for medicinal purposes, culinary purposes, preservatives, and even covenantal. Salt heals, it seasons, it preserves, it sacrifices. I'm sorry, sacrifices were rubbed with salt for the sake of flavor and preservation. All the sacrifices rubbed with salt. So you see, the salt is a priceless commodity. And salt, if we're salty, then we're not just, you know, salt for seasoning. Salt will preserve stuff. Salt will heal stuff. Amen. Salt has an effect. Let me get something here. Isaiah chapter 49, verse 6. Isaiah 49, verse 6. And he said, it is a light thing that you should be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to restore the preserved of Israel. I will also give you for a light to the Gentiles, that you may be my salvation unto the end of the earth. Okay? They're talking about the Lord, but talking about the church as well. You know, the Lord himself never went outside the boundaries of Israel. But he said, you know, it's not enough just to be, you know, the restorer of the tribes of Jacob. I'm going to give you a light and you're going to be salt to all the nations. All the nations of the earth, okay? So salt, we are the salt. Matthew 5:13. I'm laying some foundation so we can really see how important that salt was poured into that river. Ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt have lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and be trodden under the foot of men. $1 million question. Has your salt lost its savor? Another question. Is your salt still in the shaker? Child, I got me bunch of salt. Where are you using it? What good is it in the shaker? You got to shake it out. If you're the salt of the earth, you got to preserve some things. You got to be healing to someone. Amen. You got to be flavorful. You know, they say you can take a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. Give him a salt tablet. Take him to the water, give him some salt. He'll drink. Amen. Why are there some that disdain the church? Could it be your life? They want nothing to do with church because they can't see past your life. Because your salt has lost its savor. And I guarantee you, I could trace it, because I've traced it in my own life, back to trauma. Where your emotions are stuck there. And you're not you. You know what you do, but you don't know who you are. Because that part of you ain't been defined. But it's got to be released from there. Here's a good example. I'm a little ahead of myself. You know, when the Lord came across the Galilean legion came running out. And he came out to destroy them. And when he saw him, he bowed down and worshiped him. And said, have you come to torment us before the time? Jesus asked him a question. What is your name? He said, Legion, for we are many. That was a man. He didn't know who he was. He was defined by what he was. He was so traumatized by the evil spirits that he said what he was. He didn't say his name, he had a name. Help me, Holy Spirit. See, this is the world we live in today. There's a whole lot of trauma. People don't know who they are. They know what they are, but they don't know who they are. They define their life with what they do and not who they be. They serve God with what they do. God is not so concerned about what you do or what you have, because it belongs to him anyway. But he's concerned with you. He wants you, and he wants your identity in him, so that you know who you are. You are a child of a king. No, just say, somebody say, no more trauma.
No more trauma.
You got to stop letting people push your buttons and manipulate you, because they know what you're going to do. You know, children can be like that sometimes. They get under your skin. They know how to get under your skin. People too. They know the button. They know how far to take you to get a reaction. As a person doesn't know who they are, they just know what they are. They call it, for men, emasculation. Emasculated. Making you feel less than a man. But there's healing, there's seasoning, there's preservation, there's sacrifice. Was rubbed with salt for flavor. It was priceless. Give me Luke chapter 14, verse 34 and 35, and then we're going to move on. Y'all must be getting some, because you're mighty quiet. It's like you don't know when to say amen or when to... Should I say amen? Luke chapter 14, 34, 35. Salt is good, but if the salt has lost its savor, wherewith shall it be seasoned? It is neither fit for the land nor yet for the dunghill, but men cast it out. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. Let me show you six important things here concerning salt, because you are the salt of the earth. The first thing about salt, and you got to look at the scope of our work. Salt, number one, is flavorful. But if you're not careful, let me say it this way. You don't want to get salt in your eyes. Or salt in an open cut. Right? So salt can be flavorful. But if not used properly, it can be harmful. It can burn. Salt can be helpful, but in certain situations, you don't want to touch certain situations because they're sensitive. It can hurt. You know, like somebody saying, man, you just poured salt in my wound, man. I just tell you like it is. No, you got to know when to use salt. You don't want to pour salt in somebody's wound. You don't want to harm somebody with your salt. That's why we need the wisdom of God. Amen. Like Issachar, to understand times, to know what we're to do. Amen. Because we are the salt of the earth. You ever had somebody that just, they say they're just telling it like it is, but you don't want to hear no more like what it was. It can be helpful, but in sensitive situation, it can hurt. Salt cleans, but it can be also abrasive.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.